That was Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot. This is Anya, and you are listening to Drugstore Makeup on WMFO Medford. So today is my first show. I am extremely excited to be here. Last week I was supposed to come in and sub, but there was a whole issue, but I'm really happy to be here now and do this whole thing for you guys. So today is Halloween. So I've queued up some, what I think at least are some festive Halloween songs. We've got some Cramps, we've got some Sabbath, we've got some White Stripes on here, some really, really good stuff coming up. So just to give anyone who's out there listening to this right now kind of a background, so I want this show to be just like me taking music from my brain and putting it out there on the airwaves, just whatever I'm feeling at the moment, and just putting it out there into the world. Because I can't make music to save my life, so I thought, and I'm like a very big listener to music, so why not try to share that with the world? Yeah, so next up on the queue is I Was a Teenage Werewolf by the Cramps. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. repeating now. Cheating now. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah, my left brain knows that her love is fleeting. She's just looking for something new. Well, I said it once before, but it bears repeating now.
So I hope you guys have been enjoying those couple past songs. I sure have. I've been rocking out in the studio by myself. It's really dope. But today is Halloween, right? And so I'm always very excited for Halloween because this is like the one day a year you can dress up as something ridiculous and not get completely roasted for it if you're out in public, right? So I had the bright idea to dress up as Janis Joplin today, like in school, because I mean, kids have done that all in middle school and elementary school and even in high school. So I was like, okay, why not? So I get up in the morning, I put on a bandana, I have the classic Joplin glasses, the big blue frames, and I put on a hippie outfit and I walk out the door and I'm walking to class and everyone looks pretty normal. And I'm like, okay, maybe I just haven't gotten to class yet. Maybe people will be wearing costumes in class. I sit down, not a single person is dressed differently than normal. And I'm like, okay, great. And I was so excited because I love Janis Joplin so much. And I was like, you know what? This is the one day I can fully embrace her without looking like a fool. And yet I still looked a little bit like a fool. But you know what? It's fine. It's totally fine. Yeah, I just thought that was super funny. But yeah. It is also time for the PSA of the day. Did you know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year? The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. So I've been listening to Sea of Joy on like repeat for the last couple of days. So I'm originally from New York, and now I go to school here at Tufts. And so I went back to New York City 2 weekends ago, and I was at this cafe in the Lower East Side called Mudspot. It's absolutely fantastic. They have like the best brunch in all of New York City, and they have brunch all day until midnight. It's so good, and it's relatively cheap for New York. Anyway, if you're ever in New York, I would 100% recommend going to Mudspot, especially because they play very good music in there. I mean, a lot of places in New York play good music because New York is like an epicenter for good music. I mean, like proto-punk and actual punk like grew up there. But anyway, huge tangent. But so I was sitting in this restaurant with my boyfriend. Hi, Robbie. And the song came on, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is so good. And he was like, I know this song. I know what it is. It's Sea of Joy by Blind Faith. And I was like, oh my God. So it's just been on repeat for me. Also, so we were sitting there just trying to enjoy our brunch for dinner, right? And so there's this group of what looked like grown-up frat boys, and this woman was sitting with them. And suddenly she shrieks and she points at the floor and she's like, oh my God, there's a mouse. And so there's a mouse running around this restaurant, and we're just like trying to enjoy and eat our food. Albeit it's like kind of a hole in the wall type place with like exposed brick and mismatched seating, but you know, it's charming. That's what gives us its charm, right? And so normally that's like a huge health code violation, right? I hope I'm not like exposing them live on air, but normally I feel like people would be freaking out and leaving, but everyone just kind of picked up their feet and carried on. Things like that are what I love about New York. And that is how I found out about Sea of Joy by Blind Faith.
Oh, colored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Yeah.
All right, so that was The Handshake by MGMT. The song, the album that song comes off of, Oracular Spectacular, has a very special place in my heart. It was a huge album for me sophomore year. So, right now I'm talking over Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. I know, how dare I talk over Zep. And I know I said I would play a whole bunch of, like, Halloween-themed songs, but there are only so many good, like, rock and roll Halloween-themed songs out there, aren't there? I don't know, but, so my show is going to happen every other week, so I will be here next week. I share the slot with an awesome guy named Chris, and his show Strike the Box, which is super dope. You should tune in if you're available. Yeah, so I won't be back next week, but the week after, I will queue up a whole bunch of fun new tunes for all of you people out there on the airwaves. Now, enjoy Tangerine.
Think of us again, and I do.
So really quickly before the next song starts, I just want to say it's going to be the last one of this show. So I hope you all enjoy it out there, whoever you may be. And this last song is really, really special to me. This is Karma Police by Radiohead.
Not enough. this is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Everybody, and welcome to Kickback week number 2. I hope you are ready for a bunch of Halloween songs today, because that's what I will be playing. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So first up, we have Ghostbusters by Ray Park Jr. Enjoy.